It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host on The Morning Show. And a couple of months ago, we started playing a song by the band Elastic Bond. In fact, the first place we played it was on Connections, our weekly program. And I'm happy to say it's the first place it was played anywhere. And I'm also happy to say that the guys join us in studio this morning for a session. So first of all, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Nick.
We're going to talk a little bit about the record and about the band, but we're going to hear a couple of songs first. So why don't you kick into a couple of songs for us? Tell us about the first song.
Well, the first song is called In Your Eyes, and it's sort of like a bossa nova rhythm and our sort of a love song.
Great. We love love songs. Let's do it.
Get a feeling so ecstatically. Nothing is more than loving you, my dear. Ooh, in your eyes, something is right when everything seems wrong. And so I pray you'll never have to go. Thinking of you, why am I? You stand there in the back of my mind and listen. I see you and my heart wants to experience. The rapture hidden in your smile, the bliss hidden in your stare. I can't wait, because other sensations can't compare. Get a feeling so ecstatically. Nothing is more than loving you, my dear. Ooh, in your eyes, something is right when everything seems wrong. And so I pray you'll never have to go. cierra la puerta después. Me invitaste a sentir lo que siento yo por ti y no pude resistir el momento que viví. Mamá me dijo, oye niña, por favor, no te enredes con ese muchacho. Ella no sabe, desconfía de ti cuando yo estoy en tus brazos. Yo pierdo el control. Yo pierdo el control. Yo pierdo el control. Pierdo la cabeza. Yo pierdo el control. Mi naturaleza es suelta. Yo pierdo el control.
It's 88.5 KCSN and live music on the program. Our guest in studio this morning from Miami, it's Elastic Bond, and I don't think everyone's got a mic in there, but I know I'm going to be talking with Andres and Sophie. So first of all, guys, thanks for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you so much, Nick.
It's a real pleasure to have you here, and I want to talk about the record, but I want to talk about this band and how this band got together. I mean, all we know about you is that you're out of Miami. There's a lot of different musical influences in the music here. So maybe Sophie, you could start and tell us a little bit about the band, how you guys got together.
Sure. Well, first, Andres and I met through some mutual friends from Miami who were also musicians, and then we met Buffalo and David through other friends and also the music scene in Miami by going to jam sessions and things like that.
Now when you say the music scene in Miami, I don't live there, so I don't know what it's like. But for my understanding of the music scene in Miami is it's very bright, it's very brash. Obviously, the Latin influences on the music there are huge. But what you guys seem to be doing is taking a whole bunch of other influences as well into the music. So maybe, Andres, you could tell us a little bit about what you set out to do musically.
Yes, we do have a lot of influences from our upbringings, you know, our backgrounds. We met and the band formed in Miami, but me personally, I'm from Caracas, Venezuela, and I grew up there for 19 years. So it's a very urban, almost like a rock, a lot of concrete vibe, you know. And so we mix some of that, and then of course some of the Latin elements in Miami and the sunny weather. Like it just brings inspiration to our music.
Now, a lot of the music is programmed as well, and obviously that's, you know, that's a tool that is used more and more. When you're putting the music together, how do you start? What do you start with?
Well, there's not really like a set formula. We can go either way. Maybe Sophie has a beautiful melody or some chords, and I can arrange to what she brings. Other times I do start with some of my programming, little loops and things, and I'm like, hey, maybe we can try putting some vocals on top of this. I also play cuatro, like a ukulele and piano and organ, so it's not everything electronic based, but yeah, it's a tool, like you said. It's part of the limitations of living in a small apartment. And, you know, I wish we could have
you have the band in the box.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this other question then about the songs on the record, because they're mainly in English, but there's Spanish songs as well, Spanish language songs as well, and you just played one of them. And I've been around this format, as they call it, Latin alternative, long enough now to know that there is always that decision that musicians are making. If you come from a Latino background, wherever you're from, when you're performing music, are you going to do it in English? Should you do it in English? And if you do it in English, why would you do it in English? Well, what's your take on that? Because clearly you've split the album.
Yes, it's sort of the inspirations come either in English or Spanish. We even have songs that have both languages in it. It's part of what who we are, part of our culture, you know. That's what we speak at home, and we just kind of listen and try to filter that through, you know, whatever is coming to us. It comes very naturally, the inspirations, and that's how we just go with it.
I remember interviewing Julieta Venegas a long time ago, and talking to her about the decision whether or not to record in English or Spanish, and her thing, and she, I think she was actually born in San Diego or somewhere, but lived in Tijuana or whatever. But her thing was, I think in Spanish, so that's how I write. I'm guessing you guys think in English and Spanish?
Yes. At this point, I do, but Sophie, she's been in the States a little longer than me, so her grasp of English is much better. But yeah, I tend to bring most of the ideas for lyrics in Spanish. And I think she tends to bring more of the English idea. But
lately, like, he's influenced me a lot in writing in Spanish. I know enough Spanish to write, but he inspires me to write more in Spanish for some reason.
Tell us about the record. Where did you make the record? Did you make it in the bedroom? Did you go in a studio?
Well, yes. for the most part, but yeah, we did other sessions at bigger studios, and then we would bring it back to our home studio, and then we got it mastered in a much better facility, more professional. But yeah, most of the stuff, I'm an engineer producer, and I like to play around with sounds, and luckily it was good enough to put it out.
Well, the album's called Real. I presume it's called Real, right?
Yes.
I don't know. You might pronounce it differently.
Real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's out now on Nacional Records as well. And you're going to play us out with the song that we've been playing, right? Find a Way?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about this song before you play it.
Well, this song to us is a very special song, very groovy, kind of 60s mod or surfer vibe to it. And the lyrics, I think, are very optimistic and, you know, just make it happen no matter how. And I think that's our philosophy
that's
in life.
Motto, yeah.
Yeah, motto. Yeah.
Well, it's great to meet you guys. Thanks for coming in. You're going to play us out, and then at the top of the hour, Jim Nelson's going to be in and taking you through the rest of the day. It is The Morning Show with Nick Harcourt, and our guests are Elastic Bond. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
deep under the sea, trying to find a way to get out into the infinite divide. How about a dream without sleep? Never judge a book by its fate. It may not find a way. You know you're flying too high when you've got nowhere to land. I know you'll find a way to arrive. Ooh, find a way, find a way. To get out into the air.